Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:13 on this Friday morning, September the 19th. Pleased and delighted to say that the tropics are quiet. It's going to be hot and it's going to be dry. Highs near 90 and no rain really until Thursday. So that grass continues to cease growing, which is good for all of us that have been battling to keep up with it. And then Thursday, highs of 85, so maybe a little bit cooler with a chance for showers, but no real cold fronts on the horizon. It's going to be chilly for those Southeastern Lions in Tiger Stadium on Saturday night. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, joins us now to talk about it. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay. Let me flip the script here for a second. When a team like Southeastern comes into Death Valley, they're doing this for the payday pretty much?
That's it. I mean, that's the big part of it. $750,000 will go a long way over at the Southeastern Louisiana Athletic Department. And, you know, Frank Selfo, the longtime head coach of the Lions, was joking about it this week, saying, you know, I wish they can just give us the check and we don't even have to show up.
But oh, did he say that?
They will play. There's a lot of kids, though, on that team from Louisiana, and it's a special treat for them to play in the Tiger Stadium. And I know, I think all joking aside, for Coach Selfo, this is just a great experience for his program. They've only played LSU three times, and the first time since 2018. So it's rare to have that opportunity to do it. It's a short little road trip. The game is a sellout, so you know there's going to be a lot of Southeastern Louisiana alums and students and faculty and all that kind of stuff that are going to the game. So it's not going to be a competitive game, but there is certainly interest in the game, and a game for LSU to get right in, and a game for Southeastern Louisiana to make some money and to have an experience for all those players that always dreamed of playing at Tiger Stadium.
I just always wondered how an opposing coach approached a game like this. If you actually say, we can do it, we have a chance to shock the world, et cetera, et cetera. But then when you got the head coach saying, I wish they could just write us the check, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a huge moment, a pregame speech that Coach Selfo is going to deliver before the game. I don't think you're going to get that out of him. I think this is a game that I think what you want to go into when you're a huge underdog or an FCS team, going up against an FBS team, is, I think, the biggest thing. You just want to play a clean game, right? You don't want to go into the game and commit, you know, 8 or 10 penalties and commit 3 or 4 turnovers. I think you know that offensively LSU should be able to hit on some big plays. It's just that they have more talent than Southeastern Louisiana. And obviously the other thing, with this being the last non-conference game for Southeastern, you want to come out of this thing injury-free. You don't want any big-time injuries or anything like that. Get the experience, get the paycheck, and then move on to Southland play, where Southeastern is a team that's expected to challenge for a conference championship.
And nobody's trying to be – somebody texted in. Nobody's trying to be disrespectful of Southeastern Louisiana. We're going by what the coach of Southeastern said. But yeah. Keep in mind, from LSU's standpoint, too, and I'm getting that in a second with Brian Kelly, if you think you're going to go out and just show up and they're going to hand the win to you, that's a good way to get you behind, beat, and the world would be shocked, right?
Well, I think there's a lot of motivation here for LSU to play well. One, first of all, the offense hasn't played that great so far this season. So this is the perfect game with six straight conference games coming up after this one for the offense to find some sort of rhythm, for Garrett Nussmeier to connect on some passes, maybe a couple of deep passes, for this running game to finally get going, for this offensive line to gel some more. There's just a lot of reasons for LSU to go into this game focused and ready to play. I would think even on defense, you have a defense that's starting to develop a mentality, starting to play with some swag and intensity, and you want to continue to keep doing that as well. So I think there's just a lot of motivation for LSU to go out there and put a good performance on, and hopefully this is a game for LSU's perspective that, you know, by the time the end of the third quarter is rolling around, you're playing a lot of guys a lot of youngsters, and getting a lot of guys some experience and a chance to, you know, some of the guys, freshmen, second string, third stringers, to really get out there and play.
We don't know what we don't know about Garrett Nussmeier and his stomach, but abdomen, whatever the problem is. I guess that's up to the training staff and the doctors. You don't want to do anything that aggravates it anymore. You do want to get him some work and get the offense to click. That's going to be a balance that Brian Kelly, the trainers, and everybody else, you have to navigate, right?
Well, listening to Brian Kelly yesterday, he said that Nussmeier had his best week of practice in a while. So he said earlier in the week that Nussmeier's on the other side of this thing. So he said that Nussmeier's feeling really good. And, you know, he was, I think it was the first question yesterday when he met with reporters, you know, what's the balancing act of wanting to give Nussmeier rest as opposed to having him play in this game? And, you know, without hesitation, Kelly said he's going to play because he's feeling really good and he's starting to be able to do some things that he hasn't been able to do the last couple weeks, and probably make some throws that he hasn't been able to make over the last few weeks. And they want to put that in a game like setting. They want to see how he performs in a game like setting instead of practice. So I think they look at this as the perfect opportunity for Nussmeier to go out there, throw three or four touchdown passes, throw for 250 yards or something like that in a short amount of time, and then get him out of the game, and hopefully he's watching from the sidelines for much of the fourth quarter. I think they feel like this is a chance for this offense to really feel good about itself, and some guys to put up some numbers individually, and that's the kind of momentum that they're looking for going into next week's game at Ole Miss.
Ideally, you would like to see them keep it kind of basic, don't show a lot, although they do have some stuff on tape already as they get ready for Ole Miss. But have the offense come out and click with Garrett Nussmeier, bam, bam, boom, boom, four touchdowns. Garrett Nussmeier sits down, and then the other Tigers get to play. I'm looking at your story here. Last time in 2018, LSU won 31-0, but Joe Burrow only threw for 150 yards and two touchdown passes, and the Tigers were forced to punt six times. So although that was – you can't take anything for granted, I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's just kind of a – interesting going back. We all remember the 2019 season and how spectacular Joe Burrow was, but there was a learning curve there in 2018 where for much of that season, LSU's offense really struggled. It really wasn't until November before that offense started playing much better. They went through a lot of their growing pains, much like this LSU offensive line. It's going through a lot of growing pains, and Brian Kelly continues to stand by his comments that, you know, he thinks this is going to be a really good offensive line when it's all said and done. And I do agree with him in that you do have an offensive line where a lot of guys are playing for the first time. It's a unit, all five guys who are playing together for the first time ever. And those things take time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But my concern is, over the last 3 years or so, that this is an offense that has really struggled to run football. And there's been a variety of reasons. And even when they've had
Let me pick it up there when we come back about running the football, because Jeff's got some great stories at WWL.com. One specifically about Juwan Johnson that I wanted to get back to when we return. 622 traffic, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Tigers taking on Southeastern tomorrow in Tiger Stadium. Our coverage starts at 2 o'clock with Mike Dettelier, Herb Tyler, the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Jeff, you got a story up there at WWL.com, and I invite everybody to go to WWL.com and read the things you've written about Juwan Johnson. Talk about that. For people that don't know who Juwan Johnson is, give me a little backstory on him and where we are now.
Well, Juwan Johnson is one of the best high school football players the state of Louisiana has seen. This kid was a four-year starter at quarterback for Lafayette Christian. Took Lafayette Christian to the championship game multiple times. Terrific athlete, especially just electric with the football in his hands. Great high school quarterback, but that doesn't necessarily translate into being a great college quarterback. And when LSU recruited him out of Lafayette Christian, even though he set the record for most total yards and most total touchdowns by a high school football player in Louisiana, the LSU first put him out on defense. They thought he can maybe potentially be a cornerback. Last year when he had the injury to John Emery, they needed some help at running back. They needed some depth there. So they, during the season, really after the first week of the season, they moved Juwan Johnson to running back. And it's kind of a tough transition where you don't even have preseason camp to work on that. And he made a little bit of an impact, not much. And then in the springtime, when Ricky Collins transferred to Syracuse, Colin Hurley had his car accident and the injuries that he had to recover from that kept him out of the spring. Juwan Johnson thought, hey, let me go back and play quarterback. That's my natural position. That's what I've played my whole life. I really think I could do it on the college level. And then he learned it's a whole different ballgame being a quarterback on the college football level, and then realized, hey, if I want to get on the field, I got to find another position on offense. So they put him at running back, and he's a guy that you would hope could have some sort of an impact, especially in the running game. We were just talking about it before the break, Tommy. This is a team that's still struggling to find a way to run the football, especially after the last 2 weeks. They really haven't ran the ball very well. And is Juwan Johnson possibly a solution, part of the solution to that problem?
I mean, when you say, Jeff, let me get this in real quick. When you say that it's different on a college level, are you talking about reading defenses? Because if he can still spin it, I would think having a running back there that gives you the passing option, man, that could be very valuable. LSU could use. Thoughts?
Well, I think before it's all said and done, if Juwan Johnson remains at running back at LSU, which I think he will, there's got to be a halfback pass option part of the playbook. That's got to be one of the trick plays that they have with Juwan Johnson.
But you just think how much that would open things up, right?
Yeah. But, you know, that's only a play, Tommy, you can really go to every now and then. What they want Juwan Johnson to do, what they really want to do is somehow try to get this, I think for him and Harlan Berry, because both guys are so elusive and they are so spectacular once you get them out in the open field, is try to get them in a chance where they are in the open field and they can use their speed and they can use their ability to make a defender miss in the open field and have big plays that way offensively. And
thank you, Jeff.
LSU is trying to figure out a way to make that happen.
Let's hope they do. Thank you, sir. You think they win big?
Yeah, I got them winning 42-3, so we'll see if that happens.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. Pleasure as always, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got some great stuff up at WWL.com. Quick break, then we come back. We'll talk to Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Right now, a minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. It is 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in and said, y'all have people confused. Juwan Johnson is also the name of the Saints tight end. I would argue way more people know Saints Johnson than LSU Johnson. Well, what better way to distinguish the difference than by talking about LSU's Juwan Johnson, right? Also a big difference. The Saints tight end spells it J-U-W-A-N. Juwan Johnson with LSU spells it J-U-J-U-A-N Johnson. But I think we made it pretty clear that we were talking about LSU. So there you go. We're getting ready to talk to Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, about his trip to Canada and trying to get some tourism going. I know the Canadians were mad at the United States for a while about tariffs, and I don't know if that's affected tourism to New Orleans or not, but we'll find out. How'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game? Black and gold taking on a New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome on October 5th. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints-Giants tickets from Saints Radio, WWL. I don't know if you saw this or not, but, you know, President Trump says stuff, and I don't know if he says it to just kind of tweak people or not, or if he says it to try to send a veiled warning or not, but when he was talking about, Billy Nungesser is here. How you doing, Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor, State of Louisiana?
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about your trip to Canada and what it is you hope to do.
Well, we're in Toronto, Montreal, we're in Quebec today, meeting with the travel operators, the Council General, elected officials, to try to bridge that gap of getting Canadians to come back to Louisiana. You know, the whole country has seen a great drop off in Canadian visitors, angry about the president wanting it to be the 51st state mm-hmm. and the tariffs. And so it's our biggest international market. And so we want to come up here and let them know we still want them back in Louisiana and hopefully get them excited about coming back and visiting.
Do you address that at all, Billy, or do you just talk about the positives that Louisiana has to offer? And it's like, look, you're not going to – my approach would be this, and I don't know if you can do it as lieutenant governor or not, but my approach would be, first of all, you're not going to influence national policy on either side, either the Canadian or the American side. Secondly, you're only punishing yourself because Louisiana has a lot of great things to offer for your vacation, et cetera, et cetera, and it's somewhat of a quixotic mission, I guess. What would you tell them? How do you address that?
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about the long relationships we have with – I come up every 5 years for the Congre. We talk about all the Cajuns that have been – for the Congre. It's a celebration of all the Cajuns, Canadians that were kicked out of Canada. Many ended up in South Louisiana. And every 5 years, we come here and celebrate with those families and bring hundreds of Louisianans here.
Never heard about that. The Congre, you teach me something every time I talk to you. And it happens every 5 years?
Yes, and we go to several villages up here, and then everybody marches down the street for a big celebration the last day. And so we do that. We spend a lot of time at the Jazz Fest. We do some cooking demonstrations. So we have many trips up here all year long. And so a lot of these people we know. We have a rep up here. But mm-hmm. your question about absolutely several of the travel people that book tours to America – said, we love Louisiana, but we're not coming back till this president's gone, or we're greatly offended at the 51st state. I'm a little shocked at how strong they feel about that. Mm. Now, some of them are still traveling. They're not publicizing trips to America because the Canadian people are upset about that, and they don't want to get the negative impact of booking trips. So it's small groups and individuals that we hope to influence now, but a lot of the big tour operators are not, it's not been long enough. yesterday on the radio, I said it'd be really nice if the president could apologize for that comment of the 51st state. That may help get the Canadians coming back to Louisiana.
On Canadian radio, Billy?
No, it's American radio.
I admire you for taking that stand. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but no, I do really, because anytime you go against the tide, you Lord only knows what's going to happen. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back a little bit late getting to you, but we'll get back to you in a second. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now. WWL. 6:56 now, back to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. He's in Canada trying to get the Canadians to continue to visit Louisiana. Billy, did you say you were in Toronto or Quebec? Quebec.
We're in Quebec today. We were in Toronto first, then Montreal, and I got in Quebec yesterday.
53 degrees outside, going up to 63 today. I'll bet you're enjoying that.
It is. It's beautiful weather here. That's one great thing about this trip.
tell me about when it comes to this Congre thing. Do you ever bring families up that reunite with their Cajun roots? That got my interest when you said that.
That's what happens, yes. They come from all over the world, and I've been at several events where people have seen their relatives for the first time, either in many years, and some met new ones. And there's events all over the different provinces. And then at the end of the week, everybody gets together. They march down the street in a big parade, and then there's a big party. Every 5 years, I give a speech with the president of the country here and other elected officials about the great relationship we have with the Canadians. So it's a thing that Louisiana participates in every 5 years. And we get over 100 Louisianans that come up, and they are our best ambassadors because those personal relationships. And I think that's why, although it's way off the travelers of Canadians to America, we're doing far better than other states because of those personal relationships and because we really work this market hard.
And it's a good place to come. And when it comes to the French that the Canadians speak, and I know Cotefil's up there as well, but does Louisiana French translate to Canadian French or not?
It is. The Cajun French is a little different, but they understand it, and you're right. Because we have so many French-speaking people in Louisiana, and especially in places like Quebec where they all speak French, it's a great way. They want to go there. They feel comfortable, and we reiterate that while we're up here. Several of the people with us give their presentation in French, and then we have Zachary Richard actually doing a video, and he's speaking in French and singing in French, and he's like a rock star up here in Canada. Mm. So we use those entertainers as well.
I'd like to know how the food compares with, because you got the Cajun influence down here, but is that necessarily the same as Canadian food? Do they do anything up there that we do down here, or is it completely different?
Well, they like the spices. As a matter of fact, each day, each city we've been to, we've served Tabasco ice cream in the train station.
Really?
And I was there for a couple hours yesterday, and it gets a great response. Handing people that spicy ice cream, and we give out some little Tabasco bottles, and it has the food is a big thing. These are food cities up here. They love their food, and of course, we highlight this was the year of food for Louisiana. Next year will be the year of outdoors, so we'll highlight all the great things to do outdoors in Louisiana. So we kind of play off all those assets we have.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, I don't know when your term ends or if you can run again or not, but they ought to make you the pro tem ambassador for Louisiana for the rest of your life. That's what they should do, Billy. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. Travel safely, all right?
Thank you, my friend. Have a great
day. Hey, look, if you get a chance, try those Laura Secord cookies. Somebody brought me one of those one time. Man, that's the best cookie I've had in my life.
I'm going to get one today. Thank you.
Try it. Laura Secord is the name of it. Thank you. Billy Nungesser, our friend. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Ian Ozan, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Prep football heating up. We'll get the latest on that. Then we're going to talk to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. A lot coming up. Stay with us. WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.